He's going to be featured here on September 3rd.
That has almost never worked out. Something always comes up. Can I plug in? Okay. Thank you. That was great guitar playing. Whenever I hear somebody plays like that, I think that I should learn how to play the guitar. But since I haven't done so in the, you know, almost 50 years of living, I probably won't start now. I was going to be playing. You're seeing a sadly reduced iteration of me right now. I was supposed to be here with my two daughters, Emma and Grace, 17 and 15, who sing with me. And Grace got sick, and then Emma got stuck in traffic. She's on 93. Apparently, there's terrible traffic. So my wife set out to pick her up over an hour ago, and they're still not here. So it's just me. But we are playing on this Friday at the Groton Open Mic, the Acoustic Cafe Open Mic, opening for John Schindler. So if anybody wants to get out there, you'll get to see my daughters and I doing some songs, and they're really amazing. You know, despite the fact that they have to put up with me, they're really incredible to hear. And we're going to be putting out a video of some songs we're working on soon, so you'll get to see that as well. But anyway, this is what I'll do without them in this sadly reduced form. It's a song that I don't do with them because it embarrasses them for their dad to talk about his own personal travails. So now I can do it since they're not here. A typical common problem with me now, which is not remembering things, is the subject of this song. There's a hole in my head, there must be, 'cause nothing stays in. What I need to remember is gone before I begin. My wife said she wanted what I got her instead. They've all fallen out from the hole in my head. There's a hole in my head, there must be, 'cause I can't explain how to get to my house anymore or the way to the train. Used to be clever, I think, for the things that I said. Now I fumble for words that I've lost from the hole in my head. All I need is some spackle of a cerebral kind, or some psychic putty for the leak in my mind. Doesn't need to be fancy, it just needs to stay in a pinch, maybe mental tape or a cognitive pushpin. There's a hole in my head, there must be, and it's getting worse. Can't remember which light switch is which gear is reverse. Oh, it could be an asset, I suppose. It shouldn't fill me with dread. Phineas Gage got famous for the hole in his head. Phineas Gage is still famous for the hole in his head. And I know I heard some history buffs in there because they laughed at the appropriate time, but Phineas Gage is the guy who was a railroad worker, got a shaft of metal stuck through his head, lived to tell the tale, and they learned a lot about the human brain from him. And his skull is preserved like the Smithsonian or something like that. Thank you.
Right. A big hand, please, for Randall Crum. He'll be featuring here September 3rd, and he'll be over at the Acoustic Cafe Open Mic opening with his daughters this Friday night. John.